This is Steve Shapiro. I'm the National Legal Director of the ACLU. We recognized very early on that we were going to have to pay very close attention to how the government responded, but that it did not make sense on the morning of September 11th to anticipate what the government was going to do and then to criticize them in advance before they had actually announced their response. And instead, we developed a theme which has been our consistent theme for the last 5 years and has now largely been adopted even by the administration as they discuss post 9/11 events, and that was that the responsibility of the government in the wake of these attacks was to keep the country both safe and free. That the government certainly had an obligation to maintain our security, but they could not do it at the price of sacrificing our liberties, and that our role as the ACLU was to ensure that our freedoms were not forfeited on a plea that national security required it. Within a couple of weeks of the government submitted its version of the USA Patriot Act to Congress, from that moment on, I think we recognized that the ACLU had an absolutely critical and pivotal role to play, and that in order to play that role effectively, we had to both identify what we thought were the civil liberties violations that the administration was now engaged in, but we also had to think about a way to talk about them that would be persuasive to an American public that was still very concerned and very nervous about what had happened and what might happen next. I think we have done a remarkable job of that over the last 5 years. The fact that we have gotten more than 400 communities around the country to adopt resolutions opposed to something called the USA Patriot Act is a remarkable achievement that I think none of us really would have thought was possible. We have successfully brought a series of challenges to various provisions of the USA Patriot Act. And more generally, I think over time, we have persuaded a sizable portion of the American public that the price of 9/11 ought not to be our individual liberties and our rights. We have focused a lot of attention in the last 5 years on what we see as abuses stemming from an really unprecedented power grab by the Bush White House, which has claimed the right to adopt all sorts of policies without congressional authorization, and if the administration had had its way, without any right for the courts to oversee what the administration is doing.